News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday, hour number two of Fond du Lac Today with you here this morning. And of course, we devote hour number two to talking with our local law enforcement professionals. And this is Behind the Badge with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. By the way, a segment brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service of Fond du Lac as well. And joining us on the phone line, Officer Steve Olson here on a Friday. Steve, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you as well, Spencer. I am very well. I am looking forward to the, 84 degrees or so prescribed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to feel very nice.
It's going to feel like a June afternoon, maybe not so much a May afternoon, but we know it's getting to be that time of the year with the humidity increasing a little bit, but that's A-okay with me, I think.
I'm with you. The humidity, though, I'm being honest, I could do without.
Yes.
It is what it is.
I will rephrase that. The warm temperatures are fine with me, the humidity not so much. I'm not a fan of pea soup humidity, but that's summer, and you get to complain about one season. My season to complain about is winter, so I will not complain about summer.
do you know that I believe most people, in fact, the vast majority, if not probably 75% of anyone you would ask would tell you this, feel the same way we do when it comes to humidity and that it's not enjoyable, right? Would you agree with me on that?
I would agree.
Well, I know someone very near and dear to my heart, my wife, who can't get enough of humidity.
Really?
Now, really. And how does that work itself out in a marriage? Well, put it this way. I love the air conditioning. She, on the other hand, would rather have the air conditioning turned off and the windows open. And that's great if there's a nice cold breeze going through the house. But I'm telling you, her and I don't have a lot of differing opinions on just about everything, except one of the things is air conditioning. So I'm coming into getting myself prepared to walk home and not have the air conditioning on and the house being humid. you know what? My cross to bear. So she's worth it, so I'll do it.
There you go. So you make those sacrifices, right?
Don't I sound like the husband of the year?
I'll send your trophy in the mail, Steve.
Thank you. You know, she thinks I'm crazy every day that I remind her just how lucky she is to have me. So, and I might have that wrong. I don't know. But anyways, I digress. Enough about us. We got a big show today, Spencer.
You promised it last week, so I'm hoping you deliver.
Well, I am going to deliver something that, at least in my tenure of hosting Behind the Badge, I have never been able to have a guest on the show that is in this particular career field. And I think it's fascinating. I have a lot of questions about it because, to my recollection, when I was in school, we did not have these professionals in our buildings. And with me obviously working in the schools, I'm afforded to get to meet and work with a lot of different, a lot of different professionals. So today, I would love to welcome to the show Mr. Andrew Klukas, who is one of our school district school psychologists. So good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing super fantastic today.
Thank you, first and foremost, for taking the time to be on our show. And to start things out, could you briefly just, for our folks listening, quickly introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Andrew Klukas, and I am a school psychologist for the Fond du Lac School District. I'm also, if you want to go more in depth, a father, husband, friend of many. Anything else I need to add?
I'm sure we'll get to those, but let's just dive right in. So for people that are listening that maybe aren't familiar with exactly the role that a school psychologist serves, before we get into exactly what you do, tell us what schools are you assigned to, and then maybe if you want to start kind of chipping away, what is your role within our school as a school psychologist?
Yeah, sure. So I currently work at Tyson Middle School and Roberts Elementary School. The school psychology position in its main role, is used to mainly evaluate students to see if they're eligible to receive services from our special education staff. In most schools, this is their primary role, and it takes up the bulk of their time. There has been a push from DPI nationwide, I guess, companies, or that more school psychologists should be in the buildings, not just to do the evaluation portion, but more or less to reach out and be a broad presence to the staff, and to reach out because of how much schooling and training we have in educational law and ethics and our knowledge of teaching practices, not to mention all the training that we have with mental health interventions. I'm really happy that the Fond du Lac School District has, they just hired me last year, and I'm in an additional position. Usually you take over someone else's position. So I'm very thankful that the Fond du Lac School District is adding positions like this for the betterment of the field of education, and it's what's best and most deserving for our students. So I thank them for listening to the needs of their students and, of course, for hiring me.
So what type of training or schooling do you have to go through to become a school psychologist then?
School psychologists, they will typically go through 2 years of coursework and 1 year of an internship, and it's a paid internship. These classes, during your first 2 years, they focus on the theory behind psychology in schools, the ethics of the field, and learning about the range of mental health and how to maintain positive mental health between the staff members as well as students. There are a lot of classes that revolve around curriculum and educational learning styles. During the second year of coursework, you will go through what's called a practicum. Very similar to what student teaching or job shadowing is. You're required to attain a certain amount of hours and to show your abilities by performing some of the roles of school psychologist with the direct supervision of a practicing school psychologist. During this year, you will have earned your master's degree in educational psychology. And when you complete everything, when everything is said and done, you will have earned an educational specialist degree on top of that. So there's a master's degree and then a certificate as well. At the end of the second year, a school site can start to apply for positions for their internship year. And you are pretty much on your own. You'll be guided by a supervisor again, but with significantly less oversight. You hold your own. And I'm currently at the end of my internship year, and I just officially graduated on Monday, May 17th, from Alverno College. My program was very different than most school psychology programs. Most schools have a traditional, like you go to school like Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday. My program is a hybrid program, and it's kind of a brand new thing. It's almost unheard of. But I had classes like once a month during this last internship year, but I had classes every other weekend throughout my program. And it taught various lessons on current events, but during my internship year, we talked over a lot of cases that we are particularly concerned with, and we need just a little bit more guidance. And we talked it over with all of our classmates and our supervisors, and it's really enjoyable.
Cool. A lot of lot more time spent in a lecture hall than I ever did, so kudos to you. What led you to choosing this career?
I would say it's a combination of my wife. She's a school social worker up in Green Bay, and one of her best friends who is a school psychologist. I have always been in awe of what my wife and what her best friend are doing for all of their students and seeing them team up to provide an amazing experience for their students. They held events that celebrated the students for where they connect to one another and for how they are different from one another. And I volunteered my time to help make them make their experience for all students one that they can remember forever. So it's just been extremely rewarding to see my wife do that. And I started thinking about where I wanted to assert myself into the educational field. And because of my bachelor's degree in psychology, and I had never heard of a school psychologist, I wanted to learn more. I reached out to the school to shadow the school psych, and I saw the connections that she was making with her students. her office was kind of a haven for all students to come together to do schoolwork, problem solve, and regulate their emotions. I realized that I wanted to utilize my strengths in connecting with people and helping them develop the skills to be successful.
So what's a typical day like for you then?
Oh, it definitely is different every day. And I think it's kind of an unfair question for this year because of what the schools have looked like during COVID. But I'll speak directly to what I've been doing. Every school psychologist, even just based on their building, is very different. But my days this year consist of a lot of report writing, and I frequently look over data and research articles. I see some students semi-frequently, but I've been hesitant to pull students from their classes. The only time I feel I need to pull from their classes is when I evaluate students using like formal assessments like IQ tests and assessments that involve their academic abilities. This year has been especially tough for students and their mental health, but they also should be receiving as much learning as possible. So there's this balancing act that needs to be respected. I feel my main role for some students right now is to help build a trusting relationship so they have someone to talk to instead of their teacher. Research shows that the more students build a safe and trusting relationship with one adult or more, it can counter some of the effects of trauma and negative mental health concerns. So I speak with teachers a lot about their classrooms and different practices on effective community growth within their classrooms.
I'm curious, Andrew, now that you shared kind of how you got into your career, were there school psychologists in your school while you were growing up?
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that. Like when you mentioned you don't remember seeing a school psychologist, I don't either. And that is, I would say that was to be expected. Back then, the field has definitely changed a lot more. Like I said before, school psychologists are seen more now in the light when it comes to education because we're trying to reach all students instead of just a specific population. So in the past, the job was very much in the background, and they only saw students when they needed to be evaluated for special education services. The position of school psychologist now is more focused on all of the students versus just that small population. So I also grew up in a small town, like an hour north of Green Bay, and there was more than likely a school psychologist there, but because of the size of the school and the other schools in that area, there was probably a school psychologist that roamed from school to school and was only there maybe like one day or 2 days a month or something like that.
So what do you like best about your experience so far and working in a school environment?
I think the community that is being developed by education. So it's kind of a combination of three different communities coming together to make something amazing happen. We have the education staff in all of its specialties. So we have speech pathologists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, reading specialists, slew of other people. Then we have the students of all ages coming together, and then the parents or guardians of those students coming together to help the next generation of readers, dreamers, and doers be successful. And seeing all of them come together it's really awe-inspiring to see that happen. And the magic that happens on a student's face when they take their like previously learned knowledge, like the stuff that comes with them from home or out in the community, and when they apply it to something learned in school is a phenomenal experience, just to see that light just click on even on their face. So especially right now with COVID-19 and not seeing people as much through the year, another thing that I really like about the schools is we have the power to make kids feel like celebrities, and they give me the same feelings just by walking down the hallway, just saying hi, Bradley, or hi, Michelle, to a student in the hall brings them smiles. And when they do that to me, like, I equally, if not more, enjoy that experience when they give me the time of day.
You have inspired me right now, Andrew. I think your words were dreamers, believers, doers. Did I get that right?
I think it was readers, dreamers, and doers.
There it is. Either way, I absolutely love it. Sums up really why, at least in my own experience, all the individuals that I get to work with in a school setting, I mean, that is really what it is all about, to inspire the next generation and do what we can to, you know, to make the world a better place. And so on behalf of, you know, myself, and I think I can speak for Spencer, thank you so much for being our guest today. Fascinating. And I certainly wish you all the best in your very young career, from someone who has crested the hill and sees the light at the end of the tunnel. So to speak, may the next 20, 30, 40, hey, you may love it so much, stick around for 50 years, go by in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Spencer, have an incredible weekend. Remember, always wear your sunscreen.
I will remember that for sure, Steve. Thank you so much. Andrew, thank you as well. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
See ya.
You too.